Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature the women of Motown from the 1980s this half hour. We'll hear from Sarita, Stacey Ladislaw, and Diana Ross. Well, Serena, whose last name was Wright, was born in Pittsburgh, and she was working in the 1960s as a Motown secretary when she was enlisted as a backup singer. Well, founder Berry Gordy liked what he heard and later signed her to the Motown label. She actually recorded a song meant by Diana Ross, which started her career. Well, Serena married Stevie Wonder in 1970. Although they were only married for 2 years, their professional collaboration as songwriters spawned a series of hits, including If You Really Love Me, Signed, Sealed, and Delivered, and The Spinners' It's a Shame. Well, she released her first Stevie Wonder-produced Motown label in 1972 and got her career started. Well, here she is with Billy Preston, number 4 from 1980, with You I'm Born Again, right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
Bring me your softness, comfort me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Come give me your sweetness, now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again.
I was half, not whole, instead with none.
Reaching through this world in need of one.
Come show me your kindness. In your arms I know I'll find this. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Lying safe with you I'm born again.
Put me through all this madness. Woman, don't you know with you I'm born again?
Give me sweetness. Now there's you, there is no weakness. Lying safe within your arms, I'm born again.
Woman, don't you know with you? Was half not whole, instead with none. Reaching through this world in need of one. Come show me your kindness. In your arms I know I'll find it. Woman, don't you know with
songs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Don't even think about tomorrow.
Well, that was Nail It to the Wall by Stacy Ladislaw. That reached number 48 from 1986. Well, Stacy was a six-year-old growing up in Washington, D.C. when she knew she wanted to sing. At age 11, she entered talent and fashion shows in the area, which was highlighted by an appearance before 30,000 people at Fort DuPont Park. While at age 19, she recorded for the Motown label, and she had indicated that she had always liked Motown music. She said that at the time that she signed. "It's special to me now that I'm on the label." Well, she continued to work with different people on her first Motown album, which was called Take Me All the Way. She also worked with a variety of producers, and the best within Motown, but she really didn't go anywhere with her career. This song was her most famous one, and it only reached number 48. Well, before that, we heard from Serena with Billy Preston, with You I'm Born Again, number 4 from 1980. Well, coming up, the Women of Motown from the 1980s continues with Upside Down by Diana Ross, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Turn me inside out and round and round.
email Tom with your requests. MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
That was Why Do Fools Fall in Love? That was Diana Ross, and that song reached number 7 from 1981. That song was actually the first song that she recorded on a label other than Motown that was released on the RCA record label. Diana left Motown in 1981 because she faced increasingly creative differences with Berry Gordy, and she wanted to exert more control on her singing career. Well, before that, I'm Coming Out, a number 5 song from 1980, and we start off with a number 1 from that same year, 1980, Upside Down. Well, Diana changed her style in the early 1980s after a decade of ballads and soundtrack cuts. She returned to the Supreme-style kind of radio pop with her 1980 LP simply called Diana. In essence, she was back, all smiles and angles and eyes, singing brightly, focused on rhythm and blues. That song was number 1 for 4 weeks in 1980. Well, coming up, another number 1 song, this time with Lionel Richie, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
My love, there's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make.
And I want to share all my love with you. No one else will do.
And
your eyes,
they tell me how much you care. Oh,
hearts that beat as one. Our lives have just begun.
Forever,
I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charm. Be a fool for you, I'm sure.
You know I don't mind.
Oh, you know I don't mind.
Calling you,
you mean the world to me.
Oh, I know.
With Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Drama. Chapter one, when I was
Well, that was Mirror, Mirror by Diana Ross. That reached number 8 from 1982. And we start off with Endless Love, a number 1 song from 1981 that was a duet with Lionel Richie. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this hour, we've been featuring the women of Motown from the 1980s. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments about Motown Memories, please feel free to email me. I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. On that website are featured radio stations that stream Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.